Good morning, darling. I just wanted to tell you that this feels ridiculous, you know? I just saw you, 2 hours ago? But you did say to call you and leave you messages whenever I thought of you. And I'm sitting here in this cafe drinking my coffee, and I can't help but wander into thoughts of you. The way that you, I don't know, that you were last night. You know, I've never really done anything like this. I've been, a professor for 8 years. You're the first student who's even looked at me that way, and perhaps that's why I feel so flustered. I should just go, shouldn't I? I should just, I don't know, forget how your lips felt, how you whimpered. I think that's what it is, you know. You listened so well. Such a good boy. On your knees. Tears tracking that pretty little face of yours as you begged. How long did you last? Ten minutes, and you came untouched. I wonder how long you could last the next time. Between perhaps being inside me for part of it, and then me just gently and softly stroking your cock. Do you think you could last longer or shorter? It's a dangerous game we play, my precious pet. But if you're a good boy, if you learn how to listen and pay attention in class, maybe I can call you into my office again for something better. So here's your challenge, darling. You get an A on your next paper, which I will not be grading. My teaching assistant will be doing that for me from here on out. You get an A on that paper. And I'll tie you to the bed. Bring out a nice little toy to use at the base of your cock while I swallow you whole. How does that sound? Because we're in this now. So, what do you say?